from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for 30 minutes of light classical music. Hello there. I'm Maurice O'Brien de Clare. Welcome to this edition of Melody Time. Today, I'd like to begin with an overture to perhaps one of the best-known operas of all time, The Marriage of Figaro. Yet when Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart first premiered this work in the Imperial Vienna of 1786, it was only half-heartedly received. In fact, The Marriage of Figaro was performed but 9 times and then taken off. Then the good people of Prague invited Mozart to perform his new opera in the Bohemian capital, and it's never looked back since. Within days, messenger boys in the streets were whistling melodies from it, and we are told that at a state ball in honor of the composer, melodies from Figaro found their way into the dance music again and again throughout the entire evening. Here now is the overture to The Marriage of Figaro by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Thank you.
Overture to the Marriage of Figaro by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, played there by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Daniel Barenboim. Mozart was perhaps the most popular composer of his time. Yet he was always plagued by debt, and indeed died a pauper and was buried in a nameless grave. Franz Lehár, on the other hand, belonged to that small group of composers that apparently, and with very little effort, achieved both fame and fortune. But his secret love was operetta, and within a few short years he gained an international reputation as Vienna's new king of operetta, with such favorites as The Merry Widow and The Land of Smiles. For a while he lived and worked in Berlin, where he met and became friends with the famous tenor Richard Tauber. But Vienna tempted him back with the request that he write an opera to be performed at the Imperial State Opera. Giuditta was Franz Lehár's first and only grand opera and was premiered in 1934. It did not go down well at all. His friend, Richard Tauber, sang the lead role, and many of the critics complained that the plot was almost non-existent and that the opera was merely an excuse for Herr Tauber to show off his superb tenor qualities. Be that as it may, Giuditta never did catch on, despite the many charming melodies, some of which became quite popular. Take, for example, Freunde, das Leben ist lebenswert, friends, life is worth living. It's sung here by the unforgettable Fritz Wunderlich, accompanied by the orchestra of the Bavarian State Opera, conducted by Hans Molka.
Jeder Tag ein neues Erleben, jede Stunde verjüngt sich die Welt. Die herrliche Welt singt die Sonne abends nieder, Strahlein steht sie morgen wieder auf dem Man flüstern und liebkosen und vom Fenster des Palazzo fallen dunkelrote Rosen. O Signora, Signorina, zärtlich klingt die Cavatina und die schönste aller
Freunde, das Leben ist lebenswert. From Judita by Franz Leha. Another successful composer was George Friedrich Handel, who was born in Saxony, Germany in 1685 and died in London 74 years later, a famous and much respected citizen of Great Britain. In 1710, he was appointed director of music at the Royal Court of Hanover in Germany, but after a series of rows with his royal benefactor, he threw in the musical towel, so to speak, and travelled on to London the same year, where he became famous as one of the greatest composers of the late Baroque era. He was also what we would call today a great character. His love of good living, of wine and of food, did not prevent him from privately financing a children's orphanage. He'd rouse with everyone, including His Majesty King George I. One story tells how he held a famous soprano by the leg suspended from an upstairs window until she agreed to sing an aria as he had composed it, and not as she wished to express it. When he composed The Messiah, London critics branded it as blasphemous, so he travelled on to Ireland and premiered it in Dublin. The premiere of his music for the Royal Fireworks was never finished, as fire broke out and the audience fled in panic, and his water music was literally played in the water. It was composed to accompany the royal boat on the Thames, and the players were ordered to walk along the water's edge, playing as the royal barge progressed. Well, the river banks were not as well propped up as they are today, and soon the unfortunate musicians were struggling through the shallows, playing lustily as they progressed. Listen now to Air from the water music. This time, however, it's played in the studio by the Slovakian Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Oliver Doniani. air from the Water Music by George Friedrich Handel. From London back to Vienna again, and a composer who, like Handel, embraced another nationality and in gratitude, as it were, lent musical luster to his adopted country. Franz von Suppé was born in 1819 in Split, today's Croatia. He emigrated to Vienna and changed his long Italian-sounding name to the slightly more aristocratic-sounding Franz von Suppé. This young hopeful, who, by the way, spoke and wrote German very badly right up to the end of his life, well, young Franz now proceeded to compose operettas and eventually ended up greatly influencing the development of Austrian and German light music right up to the middle of this century. His most successful operetta, Boccaccio, was premiered in Vienna in 1876, the same year that he became honorary citizen of Vienna. Listen now to a duet from that work. Hab ich nur deine Liebe, If I Had But Your Love, sung now by Anneliese Rothenberger and Hermann Prey. The Bavarian Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Willy Boskowski.
Hab ich nur deine Liebe, die Treue brauch ich nicht, die Liebe ist die Knospe nur, aus der die Treue bricht. Drum sorge für die Knospe, dass sie auch schön gedeiht, auf dass sie sich in Ordnung.
habe ich nur deine Liebe from the operetta Boccaccio by Franz von Suppé. To end our mini-series of composers who achieved fame far from home, I'd like to mention Robert Stolz. In 1940, the Vienna-born Robert Stolz emigrated to the United States. Within a short time, the ambassador of Viennese music, as America's First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt called him, had achieved fame and fortune. In 1941, a remake of the German film Spring Parade soon made the rounds. 7 years previously, Stolz had written the music for the German original version, for which he was awarded the Golden Medal at the Biennale in Venice. He was nominated for an Oscar for the American version. And here it is, the title melody from the film in this historic recording played by the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Maestro Robert Stolz himself.